ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कांटो 9 चैप्टर 24। कृष्णा द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड। टेक्स्ट 62। यस्मिन् सत्कर्ण पीयूषे यशस्तीर्थवरे सकृत् स्वतांजलि उपस्पृश्य धुनुते कर्म वासना यस्मिन् सत्कर्ण पीयूषे यशस्तीर्थवरे सकृत् स्वत्रांजलिरुपस्पृश्य धुनुते कर्म वासना। वर्ड मीनिंग यस्मिन् इन द हिस्ट्री ऑफ द ट्रांसेंडेंटल एक्टिविटीज ऑफ कृष्णा अपॉन द सरफेस ऑफ द अर्थ सत्कर्ण पीयूषे हु प्लीजेस द डिमांड्स ऑफ द ट्रांसेंडेंटल प्यूरिफाइड ईयर्स यशः तीर्थ बरे कीपिंग वन सेल्फ इन द बेस्ट ऑफ होली प्लेसेस बाय हियरिंग द ट्रांसेंडेंटल एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड सकृत वंस ओनली इमीडिएटली श्रोत्रांजलि इन द फॉर्म ऑफ हियरिंग द ट्रांसेंडेंटल मैसेज उपस्पृश्य टचिंग एग्जैक्टली लाइक द वाटर ऑफ द गंजेस धुनुते डिस्ट्रेस कर्म वासना द स्ट्रांग डिजायर फॉर फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटीज। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद। शिल प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन सिंपली बाय रिसीविंग द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड थ्रू प्यूरिफाइड ट्रांसेंडेंटल ईयर्स द डिवोटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड आर इमीडिएटली फ्रीड फ्रॉम स्ट्रांग मेटेरियल डिजायर्स एंड engagement in fruitive activities. Please repeat, simply by receiving the glories of the Lord through purified transcendental ears, the devotees of the Lord are immediately freed from strong material desires and engagement in fruitive activities. Purport. When the devotees orally receive the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as enacted in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, they immediately achieve a transcendental vision in which they are no longer interested in materialistic activities. Thus they achieve freedom from the material world. For sense gratification, practically everyone is engaged in materialistic activities, which prolong the process of janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, birth, death, old age and disease. But the devotee, simply by hearing the message of Bhagavad Gita and further releasing the narrations of Srimad Bhagavatam, becomes so pure that he no longer takes interest in materialistic activities. At the moment, devotees in the Western world are being attracted by Krishna consciousness and becoming uninterested in materialistic activities. And therefore, people are trying to oppose this movement. But they cannot possibly check this movement or stop the activities of the devotees in Europe and America by their artificial impositions. Here the words Shrotanjalir Upaspasya indicate that simply by hearing the transcendental activities of the Lord, the devotees become so pure that they are immediately immune to the contamination of materialistic fruitive activities. Anyabhilashita sunyam. Materialistic activities are unnecessary for the soul, and therefore the devotees are freed from such activities. The devotees are situated in liberation, brahma bhuyaya kalpate, and therefore they cannot be called back to their material homes and materialistic activities. Hare Krishna. Om ajnanatimira andhasya gyananjana shilakaya chakshurunmilitam jena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam jena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati so padantikam bande aham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitansya Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesaha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurathise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesaha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। यस्मिन् सत्कर्ण पीयूषे यशस्तीर्थ वरे सकृत श्रोत्रांजलिरुपस्पृश्य धुनुते कर्म वासनाम। सिंपली बाय रिसीविंग द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड थ्रू प्यूरिफाइड ट्रांसेंडेंटल ईयर्स द डिवोटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड आर इमीडिएटली फ्रीड फ्रॉम स्ट्रांग मेटेरियल डिजायर्स एंड एंगेजमेंट in fruitive activities. So in this chapter, this is the concluding chapter of this ninth canto. This is the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this particular chapter, there is description of there is list of Kshatriya kings of Chandra dynasty, particularly in Jadu dynasty. And in this description, in this connection, there is a description of Vasudev and his sons. Vasudev Devaki is their sons. This there after six sons of Devaki, Vasudev, they are killed by Kamsa. Then seventh son was Sankarsan. Practically, Balaram was transferred from the womb of Devaki to womb of Rohini. Then the eighth son was Krishna. And that son is Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why chapter is telling Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because there is so many incarnations of Krishna, but Krishna is the Supreme, he is the Swayam Bhagavan. Ete changsa kalapungsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Many places in Brahma Sangita also he told, Ramadi murtisu kala niyamena tishthan nana avatar makarat bhuvanesu kintu krishna swayam samabhavat paramahapumanjo govindam adi purusam tamahang bhajami. Even Ramadi, Lord Ramachandra, his planet Saket Dham, even you will see the transcendental map of the Golok Vrindavan, there is Saket Dham, Ramachandra's Dham is just in bottom. There are so many Vishnus, incarnation in the spiritual world, there are so many Vishnus. There is millions of names of Vishnu, there are also millions of planets of Vishnu. But among all such Vishnu's planets, the Saket, the planets of Ramachandra in top, then even above Ramachandra, there is planet of Krishna. So that's why he is this chapter is this Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So as Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, 9th verse is described, Janma Karma Chame Divyam एवं जपति तत्वतः त्यक्त्वा देहं पुनर्जन्मम इति मामेति सो अर्जुन। जन्म कर्म देन हुज जन्म कर्म, जन्म कर्मश्च मे दिव्यम। हुज जन्म कर्म द बर्थ एंड एक्टिविटीज ऑफ कृष्णा, बिकॉज दिस वर्स इज स्पोकन बाय कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ, दे आर ट्रांसडेंटल। जन्म कर्मश्च मे दिव्यम एंड ए पर्सन हु रियलाइजेस दिस understood this this truth, evam javeti tattvatah, then after leaving this body he does not take another birth in this material world. He returned back to Godhead, the abode of Lord Sri Krishna. So and this particular verse here is explaining the importance of hearing Krishna Katha. What is the importance of hearing Krishna, about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Even we are traveling, even visiting the different places, this the pilgrimage places, even the dham, we are doing parikramas and so many things. But above all these activities, that it helps us in remembering Krishna. That hearing Krishna katha from the mouth of lips of a pure devotee is more important. Srila Prabhupada, he came to this Brajamandal Parikrama when he was in a grahastha life. He was in Allahabad. And one time he came to join, because Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his spiritual master, was, that time he was not even initiated. But he is aspiring to take initiation from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur doing with many thousands of devotees, he is doing this Brajamandal Parikrama, and their Parikrama was at Kosi. And there, the camp there, there all devotees are there. And Prabhupada reached in evening time. And then next day in morning, Mangalarti, after Mangalarti, there was announcement that today Parikrama is going to Kosi to Sesasai. There is a 18-kilometer walking from there. And those who want to go Parikrama, they will go in Parikrama. There is some guides, they will guide them there. But his divine grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is not going in Parikrama. He will be fixed in this place, and he is going to give a class. He will give class on Bhagavad Gita from here. And those who want to hear the classes, they can stay here. So, Srila Prabhupada, that time he was Abhay Babu, he was thinking, what I shall do? What is important to going in Parikrama and seeing the pilgrimage sites? Say, Sri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Krishna Balaram ki jai. So, or I must stay here and listen here at this class. Then he decided, Prabhupada decided, no. It is more important to hear Krishna Katha from the mouth of a pure devotee. So what Narada Mandas Thakur used to say, Tirtha Jatra Parishrama Kevala Manera Brahma. Visiting different places, that is okay, the pastime places. But if you are not talking about, not hearing about Krishna Katha from the mouth of a pure devotee, then there is no value. Even the pilgrimage places, like even Vrindavan or Mayapur or Puri or any places, the whole purpose of visiting different pilgrimage places is to hear Krishna Katha, hear the glories of the and pastimes of Krishna from mouth of a pure devotee. That's why Prabhupada did not went in Parikrama. He stayed in Kosi, and he was hearing lecture on Bhagavad Gita from the mouth of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Pravachan was started in 6 o'clock and continues up to 12 o'clock, 6 hours. In the beginning there may be 500 devotees, then gradually, after 1 hour some left, 2 hour, 3 hour. When he finished lecture, maybe few peoples. 10-12 people there, but one of them was Abhay Babu, now His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Even after 1 year, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave him initiation in 1933 in Allahabad. Then temple personage was glorifying to him, telling Abhay Babu is such a very good person, he giving so much donations to our temple, he was glorifying. He is a perfect candidate for initiation. And like that. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, yes, then he told, all this what you have told, all these things, these are not qualification for taking initiation. I am giving him initiation or accepting him as a disciple. Reason is, I marked him. He has so much attachment for hearing Krishna Katha. So, that's why Prabhupada, in his perfect, and by his own example, and he set an example, how one must attach to hear Krishna Katha from the mouth of a devotee. So this verse is telling Jasmin Satkarna Piyuse, simply by receiving the glories of the Lord from the transcendental, Satkarna Piyuse. This Piyuse means this nectarian pastimes of Krishna. So that is simply by receiving the glories of Lord through purified transcendental ears. We must hear Krishna Katha. Even here is Prabhupada, he was a devotee, he hears Krishna Katha, then he was attachment. But somehow or other, if anyone listen Krishna Katha, even Prabhupada gave in one lecture about the example of a thief. His name was Govardhan. Govardhan, he was staying in Rajasthan. His name is very nice name, Govardhan. But he was not actually a devotee, nor he has attachment for the Krishna Katha. He is not even served the devotee, nothing, no qualification. When he was die, his whole ancestry, they are maintaining their family, their whole family ancestry, they simply by stealing, plundering, and somehow other, they collect money and they maintaining. So when Govardhan's father was dying, he was suggesting him, remember, if you want to continue maintaining this family in this way, then don't listen Krishna Katha. If anyone anywhere there is an explanation of pastimes of Krishna, don't go to that place. You should run away immediately. Close your eyes. Immediately run away from that place. If you hear a few words, if you come to your ear, then you cannot again do this job, our family business. What is the family business of Govardhan? Stealing, plundering, just making money. Our family business is different. Book distribution, so anyhow, she was remembered because his father gave him the message in time of he leaving this world when he was dying. But one day he was planning how to steal in someone's house, and so he was a little misminded. He was thinking about this, perhaps planning and going in the road. But suddenly he saw there so many people, thousands of people sitting in one side of the road, and there is a nice pendle, and everyone is hearing. When he was come to the senses, just few words enter his ear. He hear about this devotee was explaining about how Mother Jasoda decorating Krishna, child Krishna, how she was decorating in the morning. And she was describing about different ornaments, how Krishna's body was decorated with different ornaments. So he told her, Kaustubha Mani. That boy is wearing such a costly Kaustubha Mani, this chain, this necklace that is Krishna is wearing. And different ornaments starting from his feet, uncle bears, and so many, all every part of his body was decorated with different types of ornaments. This gold, diamond, hira, lila, moti, so many. So he told, this is very nice topic. This is nice hearing about something, about wealth. But this Pandiji is telling that boy is only 3 years or 4 years old and wearing so many types of ornaments. So why I go to so many places to steal? If I'll steal this boy, I can plunder this boy. Yes, he's telling only 3-4 years. So I can somehow or other I can, it is very easy. I can take some sweets or something and call that boy, then I can, seeing an opportunity, I can steal him. See, plan. Planning like this, though my father told that this is Krishna Katha is not, not to listen. I am not listening, I am listening these things. This is good. So he is just sit down in the Katha. So then the Katha finish, then everyone gave some little dakshina to the Panditji, then they left. This thief was in there sitting and hearing. Finally, he had one gold coin. He stole somewhere. Then he took that coin and also gave to Panditji and also pay away his senses. Panditji looked at him. He knew that he is very famous dakayat. He said, so how he came to Katha? So he was feeling, he saw now so many donations come to me. Thousands of rupees now, this maybe he attacked me in the way, or somehow he will now start, will plan to plunder these things. But everyone left, but he was not going. He told, don't worry, O Panditji, I am not going to steal you. But you have to give me the address of this boy, about whom you are talking. Because he was very simple. So he was thinking everything is truth. Hearing Katha and he thinking everything is truth. There is something is there. So he told, please give him address to me. I am not going to steal you, but I want to meet that boy. But Panditji now told, he was talking within, Krishna, Gopal, now you have to protect yourself. Otherwise this thief will steal my money, he will plunder me. So in this way thinking, he told about, okay, his name is Krishna, his name is, his father and mother called him as Kanhaiya, and even his beloved, Radharani called him Shyama Sundar, like this, told so many things. He stayed in Gokul Mahavan, and there is a bank of Jamuna, there is his father's name is Nanda, his mother is Yashoda, like this he told everything. Then he told, the thief when coming back, he did not go that day for stealing place that he had planned before. Rather he returned back to his home. And the whole way he was trying to remember, what is the boy's name? Is Kanhaiya. Kanhaiya, father is Nanda, mother Yashoda, where he stay in Mahavan Gokul, Mathura district, like this, in Uttar Pradesh, everything he just remember everything. Then he took prasad, he took his food and sleep. Then morning when he woke up, he forgot everything. Then he again ran away to the Pandit's house, knocked the door. Panditji told, again he came, I cannot believe this thief, now he may be stole everything. Then he told, Panditji, you are always fearing. I am not going to steal your money. But I forgot, you told whatever you gave the address, I forgot. You give in written. Then the Panditji gave in a paper and they write down everything. Then now the thief told, okay, now he's okay. Then he took everything. And then he took this list, then come to Mathura. From Mathura he took go to Gokul. Then those days there is only forest, everywhere is forest. Everywhere they are just traveling in the forest and calling the name. What? Krishna, Kanhaiya, Kanhaiya, he is calling. Kanhaiya, Kanhaiya, Krishna, Shyama Sundar. So Krishna was seeing why this thief now become my devotee, calling me. Then he was so attached to this name, gradually this Krishna name, just in his tongue he was reciting again and again and again and again. Now he got attached, he was calling Krishna. Months and months he forgot about eating, sleeping, mating, defending everything. He was simply calling, you want to see, meet that boy. Finally one day, When he was so intense, because he asked the Panditji, told, you must, this boy eat some makhan and misli, some butter and some sweet, sweet meats and misli, sugar candy, you have to take for him. So he is keeping him. So many days it is already spoiled, but still he is with him. One day Krishna appeared, Kanhaiya appeared to him. And because he is calling so intensely, so then he told, he saw him in his mouth, the butter and some sugar candy, then Krishna throw it. He told, this is not, this is my mother gave always fresh one. You are giving this, this is already spoiled. He told, okay, Kanhaiya, don't worry, next day I will bring you fresh one from. Then he was telling, oh, Kanhaiya, please. Give me this ornaments, asking one by one. Krishna told, no, I cannot give you anything. The Kanhaiya told, I cannot give you anything. My mother decorated me with this, with love and affection, all these things. I cannot give you anything. Somehow or other, that day, next day again, Mathura came this, he again from, went to Mathura and pressed this fresh butter, and then he again intensely calling. So Krishna appeared again. And that day he was calling me, Krishna was eating makhan, then he started. Even if Krishna refused, then after when he was engaged in eating, then he tried to take his ornaments, one after him. Then he keep one place, then he looks at Krishna, oh, this is not looking good. When these ornaments were in Krishna's body, they are looking very nice. Then he again in his own hand tried to put ornaments in different parts of Krishna, then he looking. Again say, hey, I came here to steal all these things. What I am doing? Why am I again? Then he, like this, he is putting ornaments and taking away. Then look, Krishna, like this. So one time when he gave and put all ornaments in the body of Krishna, Krishna looks very beautiful. Then he smiled, smiled at the thief. Then he disappeared. Then the person, that thief, become mad after Krishna. Simply chanting, Kanhaiya, Kanhaiya, Shyamasundar, Kanhaiya, Shyamasundar, in this way. All his sinful reactions finished. His mind was completely purified and finally became a devotee. So Prabhupada told, even your devotees, they heard this Krishna Katha from the mouth of another devotee, then that is natural, devotees. But even somehow other, if you listen Krishna Katha, then definitely life will change. That's why Kapila Dev told to Mother Devahuti, Satang prasangat mama virya sambido bhavanti hritkarna rasayana katha tajyosanat asu apavarga vartmani saddharati bhakti anukramishyati. Kapila Dev told, Sapang prasangat mama virje sambhido. Oh mother, you must listen this Krishna Katha in association of devotees. Mama virje, Sapang prasangat mama virje, bhavanti hitkarna, when this Krishna Katha enter to the whole of year, because we are sadhu, we must see a sadhu through ear. Not this eyes can see everything, but if you want to see a sadhu, then you have to hear from him. Satang prasangat bhavanti hit karna, then he entered to ears, then he gradually reached the heart, and when this Krishna Katha entered to heart, then all the unwanted things, nashta prayasu avadresu nityam bhagavata sevaya, everything will destroy it. Two things, pavarga and apavarga. Apavarga vartmani, pavarga, this materialistic peoples, they, after pavargas, pav means parishrama, working hard for money. Parishrama, pav parishrama, up to what? Up to the forms coming from your mouth. like a bass, by like a buffalo or some an ass, when they getting so much loading, then the sperms coming from their mouth. So materialistic people, when they are hard working, they work so hard, then and they work day and night after the sperms coming from their mouth, like an animal. That is called pa, 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 ba. But all this labor, ultimately they become useless. Because he collects so much money, but he cannot enjoy himself. Though he doing all these things for their family members and for bank balance, all these things. But he cannot enjoy anything. Time of death, everything remain here. He has to left. He has to go his next destination, to the hell, because of this reaction of this his karma. So pa pa ba bha, still he become always fearful. Why he become fearful? Because someone maybe steal his things. Pa pa ba, and ultimately ma, ma means mrityu, he ultimately death. But apavarga means just negation to these, all these things. Apavarga means liberation, mukti. Apavarga vartmani. So when one hears Krishna katha, he enters the heart, then he destroys all the unwanted things from his kama, krodha, lobha, moho, madha, all these things. Unwanted thing that is accumulated from many, many lifetimes. So Krishna katha can purify our consciousness. Then will gradually come to this path of liberation. Apavarga vartmani saddha ratir bhakti anukramishati. Saddha, first we develop saddha. Saddhavan jana hai bhakti adhikari. Who can get bhakti? A person have faith. Saddha means so he develop faith on Krishna. Then he, rati means asakti, attachment, then gradual attachment for Krishna. So, bhakti, then he ultimately achieve and the pure devotional service, that is the goal. So, that's where we start from hearing bhakti from the nine process of bhakti, but it begins from shravanam. We have to hear. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave so much importance from hearing and chanting. So, and that's why Srimad Bhagavatam in Parikshit Maharaj, even the 10th canto, the beginning of 10th canto, first this after this chapter, this is the concluding chapter of 9th canto, the next 10th canto. In the beginning, Parikshit Maharaj is telling, Nibrita Tarsai Upagiyamanat Bhava Saudhi Swatra Mano Bhiramat Kaha Uttama Swaka Gudanubadat Uman virajeta bina pasuknat. Who is that person? Did not like to listen Krishna katha. He told. Only that person cannot develop attachment for Krishna katha if he is a pasuknat. Bina pasuknat means if he is a butcher, if he is killer of animals. So otherwise nibruta tarsair pagyamanat. Those whose material desire has gone, is free from all material sense gratification. Nibhrutatar sai, he free from the sense gratification, then upagiyamana, those peoples, those who are Goswamis, they always continued in singing the glories of Krishna, upagiyamana. This is the bhavosadhi. This is the medicine to which make us from the make us from free from this material attachment. This is the medicine. Even the gopis, they are also told. This is the ausadhi. This is the medicine. Otherwise, the Krishna katha is nectarian. Tava katha mritam amrita. Tava katha amritam tapta jivanam kabibhiriditam kalmasapaham Sravana Mangalam Srimadatatam Bhubhigrinhanti Je Bhuridajana. They are the real, really munificent people. there Gopi is telling, Tava Kathamikam. After hearing this verse, the Pratapurudradev, who was bereft of meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, rejected Prabhupada. I cannot meet his king, materialistic person I cannot meet. But when Pratapurudradev chanted this Gopi Gita and particularly come to this verse, Lord Chaitanya immediately embraced him. Tava Kathamikam. Then Mahaprabhu, sing, he is telling him again and again. Because the nectarian, the pastimes of Krishna, Janma, Karma, Chame, Divyam, these are nectarian. Tava Katha Amrita. Tava Katha Amritam, Tapta Jivanam. Those are suffering in three types of miseries, Adhyatmik, Adhibhautik, and Adhidaivik Klesha. For them, so the Gopi is telling, O Lord, your pastimes, Tava Katha Amritam, they are nectarian, they are Mohosa, Tava Katha Amritam, Tapta Jivanam, Kabi Bhiriditam. Gopi is telling that we are not telling this. This is spoken by Kabis, those are philosophers, great learned personalities, they declare this. Kabi Bhiriditam, Kalma Sapam, they destroy all the sinful reactions. Kalma Sapam. Sabana Mangalam, those who hear your pastime, that is Mangal, auspicious. It's auspicious. It's all auspicious for him. Sravana Mangalam Srimadatam. Not only it's auspicious for him, it increases his Srimad, his fortune. He will become very fortunate. Srimadatam. He become very sovhagyasal, means he become very nice, auspicious for his life. So Srimadatam Kabi Bhiriditam Kalmasapaham Sravana Mangalam Srimadatam Bhubi Grihanti Je Bhuridajana. So those who are distributing your katha, your nectarian past, nectarian appearance and pastimes of your yours, then they are really the person who are most munificent. They are really the charity giver. They are giving charity. We are giving this, they are spreading this Krishna Katha. So Prabhupada is telling in purport that our movement is for this purpose. At the moment, devotees in the Western countries are being attracted for this Krishna consciousness. And because they are hearing and chanting, and they are hearing Krishna Katha, so they are becoming uninterested in materialistic activities. Those in Prabhupada writing that even in Western world, those peoples, they are hearing from us, from Srila Prabhupada and his representatives. He told that they are becoming uninterested in materialistic activities. And therefore, the people are trying to oppose this movement. In the Western world, there are many rich persons. Like in our movement, we see so many people, they come to Prabhupada there. But there's generally in the Western world, they don't have so much attachment like Indian people. India, we have so much, the parents have so much attachment for their children. But not now. That was before, 50 years before. Because when someone become a devotee, then the whole family started crying. They started crying. But nowadays, even when you become a devotee, then people know. If you become a devotee somewhere, just go and becoming a sadhu here, there, then that don't allow. If someone become a devotee in ISKCON, then become happy. Okay. This is okay. Because now the situation is different. They have so many. So anyhow, but Prabhupada is telling, so even the people are trying to oppose this movement in the Western world. Like we see even when Giridhar Swami, he became a devotee. When he was son of a great barrister in America, so a wealthy family. Then the parents, then his father come to Prabhupada, please return my son. As much as well thief can take from us, as you like, but return back our son. Even we see Prabhupada even joke with the mother of Brahmananda Prabhu. Says Brahmananda Prabhu become devotee and also his brother Gargamuni Prabhu still in Vrindavan. So when they become devotee, so there the mother also like they come to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada even asking some donation to him, to her. She told, what donation? I gave two sons in donation. I'm angry. Prabhupada told that, okay. So in this way, we see so many histories in the Western world. We can see this moment. That's why Prabhupada is telling, even the peoples are trying to oppose this moment, but they cannot possibly check this moment. Because now these members of ISKCON, they are developed little taste for hearing and chanting. The devotees, Europe and America, by their artificial imposition, they cannot be stopped. So that's why Prabhupada is telling, simply by hearing the transcendental activities of the Lord, the devotees become so pure that they are immediately immune from the contamination of materialistic fruitive activities. So Solpa api asya dharmasya trayate mahata bhayat. Even in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna told, little attachment. If someone just developed little attachments for hearing this Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, then they will definitely become free from all unwanted things. Then in this way they can develop the attachment to Krishna, and even the Yuga Dharma you can understand by hearing. If you regularly hear Bhagavatam, then you can understand. Kalo dosa nidhe rajan astihi eka mahan guna kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sangha parangrajeta. That is also mentioned in Bhagavatam. If you read Bhagavatam, you can understand the Yuga Dharma. Even the concluding verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is telling, nama sankirtana jasya sarva papa pranasanam pranama dukkha samanang tang namami haring param. Sutta Goswami is telling, I am paying obeisances to Lord Hari. What is meaning of Hari? Sarva mangala hare prema diye hare prema diya hare man. This is the definition by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hari means, there are so many meanings to the word Hari, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, I accept two meanings. Is that sarva mangala hare, that vanquished all inauspiciousness, and then he is Hari who distributing Krishna and the Krishna prema. So in this way, in even hearing this katha, we can also know what is Yuga Dharma, what is the goal of life, what shall we do, what is the means and what is the goal. Hare Krishna. So it is time, I stop here. Okay.
You are speaking about the parikrama, which is the associate of that you want to do in the sphere. So similarly, we see when we come from parikrama to darshan, and we see many people carrying parikrama. They come for darshan, they come for darshan. So what do you say this one?
Temple, some people, they are seeing and taking darshan of Lord, and some people, even after taking darshan, they are doing parikrama. This is in Chaitanya Bhagavat also mentioned. One time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees, they went to Jagannath temple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with most majority of devotees is chanting and dancing in front of deity, looking up. There Advaita Acharya was doing parikrama. Advaita Acharya was doing the temple parikrama at that time. Now after, when Advaita Acharya came, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, who is intelligent? Who is most intelligent? Those who are taking the, seeing the Lord and chanting and dancing, or then in this way, finally Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, when you are doing parikrama, you could not see the Lord. You lose the association of devotees, and you also cannot see the Supreme Lord. So these people, those who are chanting and dancing and looking to the Lord, they are more fortunate. Anyhow. Any comment?
Yes, hearing the glories of Krishna, chanting the glories of Krishna, remembering Krishna, life becomes perfect. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. ओके ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की।